Let's pray. Holy Spirit, descend upon us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, as that good news is manifest through St. Bartholomew. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's been a long day, and I push that gold key into the mail slot, turn, pull open the mailbox, hunch over and peer inside. And there, wedged between the bills and the junk mail, is a manila envelope. The manila envelope is bent on the corners, pushed by the strictures of the very small mailbox at our apartment building. But as I pull it out, my heart begins to thump. Is this what I think it is? There's the canceled stamps and the address label. I race through the garage and up the apartment stairs, rip open the manila envelope. Those little popping bubbles snapping as I do so, and I pull it out. Paul Kingsnorth's latest novel. Oh, it's been such a long day. So horrible. Blah. But now, a good day. Oh, my thumb through the volume. This is great. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read. And even as I do so, I throw the manila envelope to the side, onto the table. Forgotten. In some ways, St. Bartholomew is a little bit like that manila envelope. Forgotten. We know hardly anything about St. Bartholomew. All we know is his name, Bartholomew. Bartholmai in Aramaic means son of the furrows or son of the plowed lines in the field. Most likely a family name. That's all we know. The name. Four times appearing in the New Testament. Four times always appearing in a list of names. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John giving their list of who Jesus' 12 disciples are. Peter, Andrew, James, and John, Philip, and Bartholomew, and then so forth. And then once in Acts 1:13, where once again we get a list of the disciples who are living in the upper room after Jesus' ascension. Philip and Bartholomew. But that's it. Nothing else. Bartholomew is kind of like a forgotten manila envelope thrown to the side. Church history offers us a little bit more. A few traditions on perhaps maybe how God may have used this manila envelope. Eusebius, the earliest church historian, tells us of a certain Pontanus, a great missionary who decided that he would traverse all the way from Egypt to India, and he would preach the good news to those on that subcontinent. Apparently, when Pontanus arrived in India, he was astonished to find Christians, because a generation or so before, God had sent a package with his award-winning novel, his award-winning story, the story of Jesus, in the manila envelope of St. Bartholomew. A generation before, St. Bartholomew somehow making his way to India, telling the story, and quite literally delivering the story. From what Eusebius tells us, strange detail, Bartholomew apparently brought a copy of the Gospel of Matthew in Hebrew and left it among the Indians. Other tales from church history are in a like vein of this envelope, often forgotten, bearing this novel, this good news, to places like Armenia, Ethiopia, and elsewhere. The story goes that in Armenia, God sends this story of Jesus to King Polemius. He tears open the envelope. Bartholomew pulls out the novel and is so taken by the story that he finds of the love of God for humanity that Polemius is converted. But Polemius' brother, the prince regent, is so terrified and so furious at what has happened that he takes that manila envelope, wads it up, and throws it in the trash. He has Bartholomew skinned alive and beheaded. So the story goes. We don't know much about St. Bartholomew, but we know that God sent him to different places around the Mediterranean and maybe as far as India to bear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sent him to places where the people had had a bit of a sort of day. Places like India, Armenia, Ethiopia, where the people stuck their little gold key into the mail slot, turned it, opened, peered inside, and there, wedged between the bills and the junk mail of their lives, was a package. A story of good news. And as they pulled it out, their hearts skipping a beat. Is this what we've been waiting for? And then inside, tearing it open and pulling out that story. The story of life everlasting, of God become human, a bridge between the temporal and the eternal. And then, of course, kind of throwing the manila envelope to the side. St. Bartholomew forgotten. The one who brought the story. And yet forgotten in a good way. Because in some ways that's the whole point. God uses his saints, his people, us, to bring that story to others. It's not about us. Today is really not about St. Bartholomew. It is about the story of Jesus. The story that St. Bartholomew witness to the grace and goodness of God. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be particularly special. We don't have to have stories about us in the Bible. 1,000 years from now, we'll be lucky if anybody finds our name on a list somewhere. And yet, how often in our lives do we find ourselves wedged in that mailbox, up against the bills and maybe a little too close to the junk mail for our comfort? And yet at any moment, someone is going to open that mailbox. Someone whose life is pretty ugh. And God is going to use you to deliver the good news of that story. And they'll probably, may forget about you, maybe not. But they will never forget of the good news that you bring. The story of the man who descended from heaven, took on human flesh, and died for the world. Brothers and sisters, on this St. Bartholomew's Day, we give thanks. We give thanks for Jesus. For he is our good news. He is our gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.